25th year.
Seven after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer and Doug, focused on the most important stories of the day. And Rhoda star Valerie Harper seems to be on everybody's...
Maybe
you don't even know the story, so I can't say it, that it's on everybody's mind, but when people hear the story, they'll be talking about it. Jen, you want to tell us about Valerie Harper?
Well, you know, you remember her. I mean, she's been in a lot of sitcoms, but she's probably most known for playing Rhoda Morgenstern, right, with Mary Tyler Moore?
Yes.
And I guess she just found out that she has terminal brain cancer. She said she was struggling with the lines that she had spoken. She was, you know, she had a hard time. She got diagnosed. She had problems remembering things. And her symptoms were just too much to ignore. She started to slur her speech. And so she went to the hospital, and that's when she found out. Now they're saying she could have as little as 3 months, although, you know, you never know. I mean, I had a friend whose mom was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer, and they told her 2 years, and she's going on probably 4 or 5 right now. So, I mean, if you hold a good thought, and hopefully she will have much longer than 3 months to go.
She beat lung cancer in 2009.
She did.
She was on this program probably 2 months ago, maybe 3 months ago, and that was January, I think. Well, yeah, it was January. And I remember hearing her and thinking, wow, this conversation doesn't make much sense. We had some bad information about what she wanted to talk about, but she still didn't sound like she really was with it. You know what I mean?
She was on Good Morning America in January, and she talked about being hospitalized, but she didn't talk about the cancer.
Yeah.
She said that she was rehearsing away, and it was like she had Novocaine. That's what she said on Good Morning America, and she didn't know what was happening to her. So maybe she's been struggling with this for a while. I mean, it's sure the timing that when you talked to her put her in that same, you know, where this would
same
be something
place.
She was dealing with. Absolutely.
Yep. Right. Well, we can be thankful, those of us who don't have to worry about something like that. What is the old expression that pertains to this? Thank God for what you have every day. Think about what your blessings are every day. I've started going through the day. I say thank you, God, for all kinds of things. And it may be, okay, so you don't believe in God, just say thank you. Be thankful for what you have that's good instead of focusing on all the things that are bad. And maybe maybe her attitude will help a lot of us learn how to look on the bright side of the road, if you will. 888-302-3684 on the Good Day line. The email is jennifer@dougsteffen.com or doug@dougsteffen.com. The coffin-carrying Hugo Chavez. I'm looking around. You know, I usually visit a number of different websites so that I know what's going
on
or figure out what it is that we ought to be talking about. Every single site that I looked at has a major focus on Hugo Chavez. Is it Chavez or Chavez?
I always say Chavez, but, you know.
As his coffin processed through the streets of Caracas, thousands of mourners taking to the streets, crying, oh, my God, this is terrible. Oh! Kind of reminds you of the picture you saw when Kim Jong-il died in Korea. What else is there to say about this?
Well, you know, he died of a heart attack, massive heart attack.
Right.
That was what killed him.
Yeah.
What I think is interesting, and I did not know this, is that he had a coffee addiction. Did you hear about this?
No, I didn't know that.
He apparently drank between 20 and 40 cups of coffee every day.
Well, it's good for the economy. Isn't Venezuela where they raise a lot of coffee beans?
I know.
Juan
Valdez, very excited. But isn't that, I mean, that's a lot of coffee. No wonder the poor guy had a heart attack.
But we've heard, how many times have you heard, my daughter and I used to go around about
that. And I don't mean poor guy, by the way.
Along the same lines, coffee's bad for you. Megan would mock me, say, Daddy says, coffee's bad for me. And then there were all kinds of studies over the last several years that suggest that coffee's good for you.
Well,
80 cups a day or whatever, if anything. Isn't going to be good for you.
Especially with caffeine like that. Yeah, that could be a little rough, I think, on your system. Plus, I guess he didn't sleep very much. And he had a soft spot for Frank Sinatra,
for certain women as well.
You know, some people loved him. I mean, he did a lot for the poor in Venezuela. He brought in water and things, but...
We may have misunderstood him.
He's not a friend to the U.S.
Well, he wasn't, but why? Maybe we misunderstood him. maybe we didn't know. Well, who knows? At any rate, he's gone, so who's the next person we can dislike standing in line?
Yeah, that's the question.
302-3684. Good day, program. Carrie Drake. I bet you don't know who Carrie Drake is.
No idea.
Great story. Carrie Drake was on a trip to see his mother. His mother has been ill for a long time, and over the last month or so, she's gotten increasingly bad health-wise. She lives in Lubbock, Texas. So Mr. Drake found out that she only had 24 hours to live, and so he made an airline reservation, went to the San Francisco airport, got on a United flight to Houston so he could connect to Lubbock. When the plane was late, he started getting concerned, said something to the flight attendants on his flight. There was only 40 minutes between connecting flights anyway, and his first flight out of San Francisco was delayed, as often they are, because of the fog that pretty much enshrouds that airport almost every morning. So he thought he would miss his connecting flight. This was the last day of his mother's life. He started crying. He was distraught. The flight attendants brought him napkins for his tears. They said but they would do what they could. Went up and talked to the captain of the plane. The captain radioed to Houston. Mm-hmm. And the transmission got the attention of the management of the Houston ground crew, which then went to the captain of the plane that was going to fly to Lubbock. Because the captain, you know, really makes the decisions. It's one of the interesting autonomies in our country. The captains really do decide what's going to happen on the plane. So the captain said, I'm going to keep the plane here, and we'll wait for this man. So the man got off the plane in Houston and ran to the other.
You know, I did see that story. I didn't know that was his name, but that was one of probably one of the best stories of the day yesterday, I thought.
Yep. Yeah, it was.
And it came out late last night, so, you know, it's just, it was the last news story I looked at before I went to sleep, and it actually leaves you on a good note, you know?
It does. Yep.
Makes you feel okay about the world.
Feel all right. 14 past the hour. Speaking of feeling all right, manliness is next to godliness. Is that right, Mike? Is it cleanliness or manliness? Which is it?
I think it might be both. How about a cleanly manly?
Manly. How about a clean man? That'd be good. So if your body is not functioning as well as you would like it to, gentlemen, may I suggest that you're missing out on something that is a very important thing for men who are in their 40s, 50s, and beyond. It's your testosterone level. How is yours? Do you even measure it when you have your annual physical? One of the things that in the blood work, they can test to see how your testosterone number is. And if it's 200, 300, when it's supposed to be 600 or 700, you got a problem. The recommended way to fix that problem is to take a supplement, and T-Gen is that supplement. There are a lot of people who are raving about T-Gen. I have stacks of satisfied customer endorsements here in this particular instance, and people take the trouble because when we talk about these products, there are a lot of products that are around like this. It's nice to know that people who take the advice that I give you based on the company paying me to tell you the story, it turns out that people go beyond you wouldn't expect somebody to go out of their way to say, hey, this stuff really works. They'd go out of their way to tell you it didn't work, but the fact that so many people are recommending this product to those of you who haven't really tried it yet, maybe you ought to. T-Gen. It is the rebuilder for testosterone, does all kinds of wonderful things, and with it, with T-Gen, comes a product called NitroBoost. Two separate bottles, and if you order now at 800-631-6443, you'll get T-Gen and NitroBoost together. That's the way they sell it. NitroBoost helps expand the capillaries and the veins and stuff, gets blood out to your body. So that I was explaining this last night to somebody. How does this actually work? If you're working out, your muscles are looking for blood. with something like NitroBoost, nitric oxide. It opens up these vast systems in our body, allows more blood to get to these areas. That's why people are working out who want more strength and they want the results of what they're doing to look. You know, people that like muscle, you like the look of muscle, you'll get more muscle if you have and use the same amount of energy if you put T-Gen together with NitroBoost. It's just, it's sort of, when you look at the addition, it makes sense. 800-631-6443. Raise your free testosterone level and get nitric oxide safely and naturally to get the blood through your body. 800-631-6443. Improved performance, increased intimacy and libido, all part of the things that come as a result of taking T-Gen. That's 800-631-6443.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Now let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yeah?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, that big storm. It was supposed to be Mid-Atlantic. This must be the problem of sequester cuts, because the forecast was really wrong for Washington. They didn't get much of anything. A little rain, some gloppy snow. But then as it moved north, it got out of Virginia and Maryland, hit the Mid-Atlantic. There were 200,000 people that were without in northern Maryland and Delaware, without power last night. Schools closed, and they didn't have to in Washington because they didn't get anything.
You know, the kids were like, score!
Right. Yes. I love it. At the end of the day, forecasters were saying, quote, the accumulation was much less than expected, end quote. There's not a finite science there, but it is interesting. Some people who depend, in the summertime on the farm, I really depend on the weather forecast to decide or figure out what we're going to do for work on the farm. So you'd like to think there would be some...
I wish they'd do the opposite.
Well, it's not that bad, but a lot of praying comes in handy. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
About the apocalypse. Noah, a major snowstorm has hit the East Coast. Big one. Did you know this? Yeah. In Washington, D.C., no work got done. Everything in the Capitol ground to a halt. And then the snowstorm hit. Little comment on these United States. Now, the budget cuts, that's the big story.
Yeah.
I'll get to it eventually. Due to the budget cuts, all tours of the White House have been canceled indefinitely. Yeah, when he heard, Joe Biden said, "Now I'll never see it." What's it like? He stands outside the gate. You tell me what it's like.
You know, this brings us around to figuring out. Michael, will you find that cut from, I think it's Jake Katursky, about what it actually cost to do these? I think this needs to be exposed. These people need to be, Jennifer, exposed for the patent untruths that they tell. A sort of intelligent reporter took the information, the closing of the White House, and what the White House said it was going to cost, and actually did the math. Michael,
right.
Play that, will you?
Republicans accuse the White House of playing politics, but the White House says it is canceling the tours because sequester spending cuts have sliced $84 million, Secret Service's $1.6 billion budget, and they are the ones who secure the tours. I wouldn't say how much this saves, so we did some math. Tours are open 20 hours a week and use 30 uniformed Secret Service officers at about $30 an hour. Total saved? Approximately $18,000 a week.
The president is having dinner with Republicans at a restaurant just six blocks from here. He took a 20-car motorcade and, of course, lots of Secret Service agents. Maybe next time he can save a little bit money by just ordering in.
$18,000 is what they saved by closing down the White House. The budget was cut by, what was it? What did he say?
More than $18,000, yeah, right? Sir. That's the scientific term.
This is the
term
kind of stuff that is... And ought to be in the focus here, the way that these things are being administered, so maximum hard luck, maximum penalty can be paid by the public. So let's say you've planned, this is vacation time, March, there is a lot of school activity in Washington, the apple blossoms and cherry blossoms come out, all that sort of thing, people, tourists all over the place. So in this scenario, this is how cynical these people are.
No,
so we'll close down the White House to punish you for something you have nothing to do with.
You know what? I don't want to go to that stupid White House anyway. Well... No, actually, I do. And it is outrageous that it's not even an option at this moment. It's just silly. Again, just holding things hostage.
Yeah, I suppose that that's going to change in the next week, that they're going to go back to doing the tours because so many people are upset about this. 888-302-3684. The ladies on The View yesterday discussed a warning by doctors, Jennifer, about a popular gel manicure that may increase your risk of skin cancer.
Women, beware. Doctors have issued a warning about a popular new gel manicure because it involves UVA rays, which can increase the risk of skin cancer. Now, you, my dear Elizabeth.
I know what you're talking about.
You know what we're talking about. Talk about this thing that you have.
Okay, so here's the thing. Everyone who knows me well knows that I am on high alert for breast cancer, okay? Like, I had this lump in my side for, like, say, there for a month yesterday. I'm in, like, the full MRI, everything.
Oh, really?
Everything's okay. Worried about it for a long time, but it's fine. But something like this, I let go, yet I continue to go for this gel manicure because I've got three kids who need baths and lunches packed and backpacks, and if I get a regular manicure, it comes off. So I think, look,
a
once a month, I go get this thing,
why
and now
you,
I'm going to
why can't you just take it off and put on pretty colorless polish?
Gel manicure, you can hit it with a jackhammer, and the polish will not come off. So if you're a busy mother,
I can feel my kids with this
chip.
Thing.
That's why we do
what
it.
I'm saying, if you're a busy mother, you can just use natural color polish.
That's not sexy.
Look out for that. Best stories of the day here on Good Day. It's 28 past the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. All right, consider this scenario. You go to a major attraction on a weekday morning to avoid the crowds. But guess what? That's prime time for school groups, and the place is more crowded than ever. Instead, here's what you want to do. Go after 2 p.m. on weekdays. That's when the school groups leave. Or look for special adult events. The Aquarium of the Pacific in California stays open until 9 p.m. on some days. Not only do you avoid the crowds, but entrance is cheaper after 5 p.m. Then ask about membership benefits. At the Monterey Bay Aquarium, membership gets you express access through a side entrance. Then there's the big question, how do I avoid the crowds at Disney and the other major theme parks? It's simple. Go when all the other kids are in school, like the first couple of weeks in February or autumn when school has just started. Granted, that's not always practical for families, but guess what? It works. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice, with membership starting at $99. You don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Good day, celebrating our 25th year.
That's one of my faves. Pardon the frankness, but this is Thursday, the 7th of March. You believe it's Thursday already?
I can't believe it's March 7th already.
We are 2 weeks away from the first day of spring. If you want something to think about, the winter storm that hit the Mid-Atlantic was not as bad as was predicted, which has been the case a couple of times. But then there was that big storm, was about a month ago, right, that went through the Northeast, especially.
Mm-hmm.
I happened to be timed it wrong, so I was on the farm the day.
You always do that. Even the weather.
The people in the neighborhood used to get a kick out of it because they knew when the bad weather was going to come because I always left the day before.
Like a bird.
Yeah, right. Didn't have that luck this year. The situation with the Pope and the Cardinals, that sort of thing. Most important stories of the day here on Good Day, and this is something a lot of people will be talking about as the election for the new Pope grows nearer, Jennifer. A lot of abuse victims, advocacy groups are naming names. So, as a result of that, if you're Catholic, you want to know who the Cardinals are that have been up to their Mickey, according to SNAP, which is the Survivors Network of Abuse, those abused by priests. They have their list today of the Dirty Dozen, the dirtiest of the dirty cardinals. You want to know who they are?
Okay.
You don't sound too enthused about this.
Let's see if I know any of them. I'm a little nervous, actually.
Right, here we go. These are the men who have been charged by the various advocacy groups as being the worst when it comes to covering up the problems of pedophile priests, and perhaps even being is pretty clear that some of these have been involved in these incidents themselves and homosexual activity, et cetera, et cetera. Now, here are the men who are on the list. Either they're cardinals that SNAP doesn't want to see considered to be Pope, because all of these people apparently were on the short list of possibilities for the Pope, and SNAP says they ought not to even be in there to vote on who the next Pope is.
Mm.
So here we go with the list. From Honduras, Oscar Andres Rodriguez Maradiga. From Mexico, Norberto Rivera. From Canada, Mark Ouellette. From Ghana, P. Peter Turkson from Australia.
That's the easiest name among them.
George Pell. No, he's from Ghana.
From Ghana, yeah.
From Australia, George Pell. These are the names of the cardinals who are accused of all kinds of things, covering up the pedophile the pedophile.
It's a tough one, huh? It's getting
pedophile
tough.
Priest problems. How's that?
There you go.
From Italy, Cardinal Tarcisio Bertoni. Let's see, here's another one from Italy. Angelo Scolo. From Argentina, Leonardo Sandri. From the Czech Republic, Dominic Duca.
Yaksomash.
From America, Sean O'Malley. From America, Timothy Dolan. From America, Donald Wuerl. W-E-R-L. So the biggest problem, apparently, are the cardinals from America. That's pretty interesting. And we know that Keith O'Brien from the United Kingdom has been booted for inappropriate contact with fellow priests. The Vatican preparing the Sistine Chapel today for the election of the new pope. They have installed electronic jamming devices so that no one... they have installed floorboards to protect the marble floors in the Sistine Chapel. I don't remember that. I thought there was a room off of the chapel. That's where they did the voting, isn't it? It's not in the chapel itself.
It's not in the chapel, no.
No. So anyway, this is a list that we ought to know. I'm frankly pleased that now we know who specifically these people are, and the fact that there are three Americans on the list gives cause for more conversation and finger-pointing, which I'm not much of a finger-pointer, especially when it comes to politics. And by the way, this is all politics. The Catholic Church is just like any political organization, in my rendering of it, and these people are guilty probably of a lot more than they've been charged with, and they do themselves no good by trying to cover it up or hide and run. See, you wouldn't think it was so bad if the people who were responsible were right there on it. You know what I'm saying? Okay, I admit that I did this, and I'm going to take my punishment.
Or that this has been a problem, and we need to address
right.
it, and instead of the putting it under the rug kind of deal.
Right. Exactly.
Protecting the church before the people is what it comes down to.
Yeah. So let's get the latest on Taylor Swift, shall we?
That's a seg.
From the, do a commercial instead?
No. I'm just teasing. They both have to do with little boys. Oh.
That was good.
Too soon. Yeah. Okay. Taylor Swift has been getting a lot of attention this week because she is the new cover girl for Vanity Fair magazine this month. And, of course, when you are on the cover of Vanity Fair, you get a very sizable article on the inside. And she talked about a lot of things in the article, but one of them was that she took a little swipe at Tina Fey and Amy Poehler for making a joke about her love life at the Golden Globes. And if you remember back to the Golden Globes, what she said was something like they wanted to keep her away from Michael J. Fox's son or something like that. And, you know, not a big deal. It was a kind of a passing joke, but kind of funny. And so Taylor mentioned it in Vanity Fair. She also mentioned a quote that Katie Couric told her, saying, quote, "There's a special place in hell for women who don't help other women."
All right, let's stop on that for a second. Can we stop on that for a minute?
Yeah.
I want to. There are a lot of women who listen to this program. I wonder what they feel, what you feel about that statement. There's a special place in hell for women who don't help other women.
I wholeheartedly agree, because as someone who is a past president of a women's organization, Women in Cable and Telecommunications,
yeah.
I will tell you that as much as I think people are starting to kind of come around, I think women are really getting on to empowering other women.
Yeah.
There are many cases that I heard as president of Women in Cable where people preferred to work for men because other women, they felt like they tried to keep them down or maybe didn't promote them as much as their male bosses.
Could you ask this question? Question on our Facebook page.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would like to know whether men and or women feel that women are either supportive. Is there a rule, and I bet that there are a lot of people who'd like to be heard on this, is there sort of an unspoken rule that women are supposed to, or the feeling is that women ought to support other women?
I feel like we should support everybody.
Yeah, well,
I don't think it's just a woman thing at this point. I think
truth,
you know,
and integrity are important things. But this is kind of, when I hear that as a man, I'm reading it like the police cover up for other police. I'm hearing the Cardinals cover up for other Cardinals.
That's
stand
not what
by
it means.
Your man no matter what.
It means that women have a reputation for being catty and competitive with one another.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think that's true of all women. I mean, I have a lot. I have tons of great women in my life who are not like that, who are very supportive, and I am of them as well. Hmm. But there is that, you know, that older school of thought where there are women that are competitive and catty with each other. And in the job force especially, they like to be the head lady in charge, if you catch my drift. Mm-hmm. So we will ask that. We will go to Facebook and we will talk about that. But
I remember one day, who's the woman now who does all of the financial advice on PBS?
Rachel Maddow? No.
No.
Oh, you're
Susie
talking about
Orman.
Blondie. Susie Orman, yes.
Susie Orman, okay. So Susie Orman was on talking with one of the
funny, that's who I was intending to tell you.
Yeah.
But for some reason I called her Rachel Maddow.
Rachel
is that
Maddow
terrible?
Is a long way, except for perhaps sexual preference, from...
Oopsie. That's who I was visualizing when I told you that name.
Okay, all right. Well, anyway, moving on.
I can have Susie's books. Okay, go ahead.
To that which is not the issue.
It's weird how your brain categorizes things.
Well, the essence of listening to her talk to one of the ladies that was on the program, I think it was Hey You Go Sister or something. Anyway, the way it came out or the way it came across, it just seemed strange to me. Although I have heard that sort of reference before, and since then, it just the way it came out, it seems strange. You go, sister. So, is that adding?
Should we go back to Taylor Swift now?
Oh, yeah, let's finish the Taylor Swift story. Yes,
so she brings up this quote by Katie Couric about special place and how blah, blah, for women who don't help other women. Okay, well, Amy Poehler responded yesterday and said, oh, sorry, Taylor, already going to hell, and I'm pretty sure it's over some tax stuff. Made a joke about it.
Right.
Well, now Tina Fey, it's her turn to chime in. She seemed pretty surprised by Swift's reaction. She said, if anyone was going to get mad at us, I thought it would be James Cameron, which is funny because she was really harping on James Cameron during the Golden Globes. This is what she told to Entertainment Tonight. She said, I did not see that one coming. It was a joke, and it was a lighthearted joke.
Right,
and it really was. It was fantastic.
But with the news media being the way it is these days, nothing gets left on the floor. Everything gets picked up. You got TMZ scrutinizing everybody. They get off the planes at LAX. They chase anybody who's even close to being a star. They have a permanent crew at LAX. TMZ
yes,
does.
They do.
Whenever they see a celebrity morning,
they
noon, and night,
the
they stalk them until they get in the car, they get off of the ground. They're always, every day on the TMZ show, there's some interview with some unsuspecting star who just wants to get a, they just got
go
off
home.
Of a plane, and they look all disheveled, and they want to go home. Right. And so somebody sticks a microphone and a camera in your face, I'd tell them what to do with their microphone and their camera. Although sometimes the exchanges are fun, but it's just, leave them alone.
But then that becomes the story. Look at Ben Affleck
right,
lately.
Like yesterday, right, he's
Alec Baldwin.
The photographers, come on.
So in any case, I think Taylor's being a little oversensitive, but I understand because, you know, she used to be America's sweetheart. Up until, like, last year, she was America's sweetheart. But then with the Kennedy thing, I think that people are kind of saying, hey, she really does date around a lot. You know, maybe she's not as innocent as we think.
Right.
But she also continued on to tell In Style magazine that she fears being intolerable. She said, I don't want to end up being awful and intolerable alone, laying in a marble bathtub, there's a vision, by myself, like sad, with a glass of wine, just complaining that my life ended up alone because I pushed everyone away because I thought I was too good to hang out with anybody. Poor Taylor.
Lots of, meanwhile, look at all she has to be thankful for.
You think?
Way
I
she's
know.
She's living alone. Is she 22 years old? How old is she?
23, I think.
23? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the life she's living. And yet she
and
doesn't
has
seem
lived.
To.
And
apparently nobody, does she not have a closeness with her mother or some
oh, yeah.
older
she's
woman
very
that
close
can mentor
her? Mother.
Well, what is
very
the mother
close.
Suggesting to her that she do every, this is the problem. A lot of these mothers, and I don't know that for a case, for the fact here in this case, but a lot of these mothers, the celebrity mothers, look at Lindsay Lohan's mother, for example. And all of the tolerating...
Well, Lindsay Lohan's mother's using her as a meal ticket.
Well,
I think that in this case, I think Taylor Swift, I mean, I think she's got good parents. What I think is the issue here is that she is a 20-year-old woman, and she likes to date like 20-year-olds do. They like to date.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's fine, but it's just that the press cast her as this, like, you know, oh, you know, this perfect little child, and now they're saying, hey, she does go on a date, and I think maybe they're changing her opinion of her in the meeting.
Here's what would happen. This is the reading that I have on this.
Okay.
If it was a young 23-year-old guy, let's say Shia LaBeouf or whoever. Shia LaBeouf. He's running around and dating 15 different women in as many months. He'd be a hero. But here's this woman that may be dating 15, young woman dating 15 different men. And she's in control. She even bought a house across the street from the Kennedy place.
You know, she just flipped it this week and made $1 million off of it.
Good for her.
But you're right. It's a total double standard. I mean, she's not inappropriately dating. She made a comment that she dated two people in the last year. She dated the Kennedy and she dated Harry Self. Yeah. That's not that much. You know, I've dated two people in the last year.
I dated two people last week.
Whatever. Let's not. Those are just details.
Excuse me. The Good Day program. The best stories of the day here on Good Day.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job.
My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
With over 1 million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like Fluke, Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's a new year and a great time to reflect on things you sometimes take for granted. As the saying goes, freedom doesn't come free. That couldn't be more true for our wounded soldiers returning home. Would you please join me in supporting veterans by getting them the help that they need and deserve? My partners at the Purple Heart Service Foundation are dedicated to seeing that all veterans receive the support they need, so with your help, they can continue to go above and beyond to serve those who have served us so well. Get involved today by making a donation. You can give any unneeded vehicle easily with a free pickup, boats, that sort of thing. Cash, credit card donations are also accepted. All donations are completely tax deductible. The Purple Heart Service Foundation relies on your donation, so don't sit around thinking about helping. Do something. Get involved by calling 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. Purple Heart Service Foundation, 877-743-1631.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest control.
We're having a party to celebrate 25 years of Doug Steffens' Good Day.
We have lots to be thankful for. Let's think about that as we work our way through the day today. Be thankful you're not Gabrielle Giffords, although I'm betting she starts every day being thankful, she and her husband, for what has become
their reality.
Exactly. She's been around the last couple of months promoting gun control. She was actually at the site where she was. She went back for the first time to the site where she was shot and those six people were killed. Do you realize it's been 2 years?
Isn't that incredible?
I think it was two years ago yesterday. It was a Saturday, though. I think it was a Saturday morning. This is a front of a Safeway grocery store in Tucson. She's urging senators to pass background checks for gun purchases. She said, quote, be bold, be courageous, please support background checks. Now, is this an example of women sticking out? How are women on this issue versus men? Women, as we were talking about earlier, special place in hell for women who don't help other women.
Support other women, right?
Yeah, right. In a circumstance like this, mothers everywhere are supporting what she has to say. 51 after on Good Day.
the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
After the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen with the most important technology information every day. Thanks to Shelley Palmer, who is in charge of Tech Talk. It's Tech Talk time on the Good Day program. Shelley Palmer will join us in a moment. Today he talks about a program that will offer lower level online courses at San Jose State University for $150 an hour. And that is pretty significant, and it all has to do with technology, what you're being taught. How many people are going through school and getting a job because they know, they've learned the five most important things to getting ahead in the world of technology. Focus on that in just a moment here on Good Day.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast. The International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG for as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, higher education is in for a radical change. A new program will offer lower-level online courses for students at San Jose State University for only $150. The program is run by a company called Udacity, which hires its own online mentors to run courses which will predominantly feature instructional videos and web-based quizzes. The program is aimed at students who have trouble meeting basic college requirements and will offer algebra and statistics courses to 300 students at a time. Students from San Jose State and nearby high schools and community colleges will be eligible to sign up. Now, we've seen technology in the classroom as teachers use iPads and cell phones to help with their lessons, but this is one of the first times technology has replaced state teachers rather than help them. What this means for the future of education is anyone's guess, but we've officially entered a new era, one dominated by computers and bots. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now.
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Okay, so let's deal with something on Facebook. By the way, Jennifer, we got an update on our social media, including most of the stuff that we get is from Facebook, is it not? We have Facebook.com.
We do. We actually have stuff percolating over at Facebook.com/Good Day Show. But what I thought was interesting is what is trending on Twitter at the moment.
Yeah.
A lot about Rand Paul. We've got a hashtag for Stand With Rand. And then Rand Paul, of course, he's, you know, conducting that filibuster. And I think for whatever reason.
He stopped last night.
Did he stop last night?
13 hours he went.
13 hours. Well, he's very popular on Twitter this morning. Also trending right now, the CIA, North Korea, and it is World Book Day. Did you know that?
World Book Day. So what happens on World Book Day?
I think we celebrate books, Dougie.
Really?
That would be my guess.
Really?
So, yeah, pick up a book, I think, or, you know, maybe your tablet if you're one of those new technologically friendly guys. And, yeah, it's World Book Day. So I think what's going to be our question at Facebook.com today is, what is your favorite book of all time?
Really? Didn't we have something we were pursuing, though, about women?
We'll ask that, too, about women. But I think it would be kind of fun to talk about our favorite books. Do you have one?
A favorite book?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it depends on whether it's fiction or nonfiction. You're talking about
just
right
your
now?
Your favorite book of
at
all
the moment?
Time.
Of all time? My favorite book of all time is probably either Song of the South, the version that I read before I saw it, or Mark Twain's, all the stories about, where to go, just out of my Huckleberry Finn and his pals. When I was a kid, I loved that whole story,
I read those with my son, yeah.
I dreamt about being... I dreamt about, when I was a kid, of being Huckleberry Finn.
Yeah.
I wanted to do the things, but I didn't want to do the scary stuff. I didn't want to be involved in the scary stuff that he had going. But I loved that story and the whole business of being free. It was just kind of cool. Why? What's yours?
I would say the two that touched me most, I don't know if these are my favorite, probably, but they touched me the most in my life were Night by Elie Wiesel and also The Bluest Eye by Toni Morrison.
How about you, Richie?
Anything by Dr. Seuss.
That's our Richie.
Okay.
Trust me. I got two kids. We have them all.
Best stories of the day are here on Good Day. Doug Steffen, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn on the top of our game. Stick around, if you will, or find us later during the day. You can get all the back podcasts at DougSteffen.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.